The investigation included interviews with campus police chiefs as well as with several students who were arrested for dealing drugs and offered a deal to work as a drug informant. UW-Whitewater student Javoni Butler was suspended after he was arrested for selling a small amount of marijuana to an informant. He was offered the chance to reduce his felony charges and keep his record clean if he turned in other student dealers. But the 25-year-old who refused to talk on tape told Sean Kirkby of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism he resented being pressured to become a snitch. He ended up serving 45 days in jail. But UW-Whitewater Police Chief Matt Kederlin says last year 8 students did agree to the deal because it offers a significant benefit.
They don't end up with those charges or a conviction hanging over their head for the rest of their lives. And we certainly realize that a conviction for dealing narcotics can affect you in a lot of ways. We really do look at it as an opportunity for them to kind of pay back the mistake that they made.
But selling drugs, even when you're wearing a wire and police are watching, can be dangerous. Chief Kederlin says police do background checks on targeted drug dealers before sending a student out with marked bills to make a drug buy.
If we have someone that's shown a propensity towards violence, or maybe even a weapons charge or other things like that, we're not going to let them buy into that person because of the safety concern.
But UW-Oshkosh criminologist Stephen Richards says there are other safety concerns for informants that aren't included in their contract.
They're never warned about the downside. They're never warned about how there might be retaliation later. By helping themselves at the expense of others, which is what they're doing, they might, you know, get a lesser charge or even have the charge dropped. But they're going to be looking over their shoulder the rest of their lives.
Richards himself was caught in a federal sting operation and served 3 years in federal prison in the 1980s for conspiracy to sell marijuana. He says he turned down an offer to be an informant and pled not guilty because he believed marijuana should be legal and he didn't want to help arrest others for selling it. Now, as a law-abiding professor with a PhD, he sees using students as informants as counterproductive on a college campus.
I think it's detrimental to, you know, what we try to do on a college campus, which is to provide a safe and supportive environment for university students to learn. I think it disrupts that. It disrupts our mission.
UW-Whitewater Dean of Students Mary Beth Macon disagrees. She says when students break drug laws on campus, they shouldn't be treated differently just because they're students.
I think the important thing is this is not an anomaly to a college campus. It's the same thing that happens to a 19-year-old who's not come to college, who's working somewhere out in society.
UW-Whitewater Police Chief Kederlin says informants are helping. He says drug arrests on campus fell from 156 in 2012 to 94 last year. Both UW-Eau Claire and UW-Stout also use students for drug buys. Campuses in Green Bay and Oshkosh use informants only to obtain search warrants and subpoenas, not for drug buys. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.